The plan would force school districts to wait until spring or fall general elections to put referendums on the ballot. Oshkosh Republican Michael Shaw is the sponsor.
We want as many people involved in the process to make the decisions on whether or not everybody's property taxes are going to go up.
If a referendum fails, Shaw's plan would force schools to wait a year before they try again. Bruce Quinton is the district administrator for the Pepin Area School District, which passed a referendum to exceed revenue limits.
If the current bill was law and that referendum failed, Pepin Area Schools, I believe, would no longer exist.
Quinton said school referendums should remain a local decision, since for some districts, it's the only way for them to increase funding. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.